The competitive period known as the February rating sweeps is over, but that doesn't mean primetime TV will be getting less interesting. In fact, says TV critic David Bianculli, it will be a lot better.
Here's what a sweeps period is. The networks and advertisers take an audience measurement, or sweep, 4 months out of the year, and the audience levels in those months determine how much the networks can charge for commercials the rest of the year. The sweeps months that count most are November, February, and May. And the networks all want the largest possible audience during sweeps months, so they put on stuff they feel can sell to most of the people most of the time. Which, most of the time, means junk like Asteroid. But the February sweeps are over now, and the May sweeps don't start for 8 weeks. This gives TV time to take a breather, rest some hit shows, and take some chances. For people who care about quality TV, this is the time to harvest. This is when all the good stuff pops up. The best of the best are The Practice, a brand new drama series by David Kelly, and Easy Streets, a relaunched drama series by Paul Haggis. These guys already have made some of the most original shows on television. Kelly created Picket Fences and Chicago Hope, and Haggis created Due South. Their new efforts are every bit as terrific. Easy Streets was on TV very briefly last October, but when almost nobody turned out to watch the first two installments, CBS yanked the show and regrouped. If enough people watch it tonight, and when it moves to its regular time slot on Wednesday, then Easy Streets has a chance. If not, it's doomed. But doomed or not, I beg you to watch it. It's essentially a cop drama, with Ken Olin as an undercover cop trying to solve the murder of his partner. Joe Pantoliano is his prime suspect, Jimmy Murtha. And what makes Easy Streets so interesting is that the bad guy, like everybody else in this drama, is full of conflicts and surprises. Listen to this scene, which takes place the morning after Jimmy has bombed the restaurant of a rival mob boss. In the dripping, smoldering ruins of the place, Jimmy and Dugan, played by Pantoliano and R.D. Call, have a very tense but funny conversation.
My business associates and I were thinking of expanding. Things are going very well for me. I don't mean to seem like I'm boasting, especially given your present circumstances, but business is very, very good. Business is great. Business is, what am I telling you for? You used to be in the same business. In any event, we are thinking of expanding in this direction, and I was wondering if perhaps you knew of any space that was available?
The only thing I could suggest to you is to avoid long-term leases.
Ah, yes. That's an illusion. Do you know what an illusion is?
Some that say 1 minute, not the next.
No. That's an illusion.
I was making an illusion.
Ah, well, keep it up. Maybe you can make a living at that.
Easy Streets is a joy to watch, just like a good novel is a joy to read. And the same is true of The Practice, which stars Dylan McDermott as a passionate but unorthodox lawyer. Here, too, there's a complexity to the characters and storylines you don't usually find on series TV. Although, with The Practice sitting in NYPD Blue's time slot for the next 6 weeks, it'll be a lot easier to find than Easy Streets. But you've got to find them both. Easy Streets tonight on CBS, The Practice tomorrow night on ABC, Easy Streets again on Wednesday. So far as I'm concerned, that's the start of a TV dream week.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.